So we are here in Hotel 71. I'm Orlan and I'm with Elisa, Alexandra and Ivan to talk about an European project. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So can you explain to me the RIT CCI project, the goal, what are the project results and who are the partners of the project?
Hello, so it's Elisa here. RCCI stays for Rethinking Culture and Creative Industries. And it's a project, a European project, who was thought, created and implemented also by five partners from five different countries. We have Romania, Italy, France, Greece, and Poland. All partners are very active in the culture and creative areas, specifically in their own countries. And we have Matera Hub with us, Artifarty, Bitsrup, CDA, and Dalmar. So CDA is the partner from Romania and coordinated the whole project. The project was born during COVID-19. This period was hard for everyone, and we all needed to rethink everything, in fact. Indeed, recognizing that the CCI's professionals were the one who were suffering a lot from this situation in their careers, we decided to write a project in order to rethink the culture and creative industries for the post-pandemic scenario. So like one of the most important RETCI's purpose was to be an example for an effective and immediate response to crisis and transition.
So what are the different training modules, the different skills will people develop during this training?
I don't know, maybe we can start a bit with how we really start creating the modules. Everything began with the creation, the research, and of the specific needs of the target group with Bitsrup. So I leave the floor to Alexandra.
Yeah, of course. So here is Alexandra from Bitsrup, from Greece. We had to create the competency framework in order all the material created for the project to be based on that framework. The first thing we had to do was a research, including an online survey and personal interviews with cultural and creative industry workers in all five country partners. Actually, what we were asking was what skills they found important in order to become more resilient. Actually, how they would be able to structure or restructure their organizations or their projects in a more resilient, sustainable and a structured way in a post-pandemic era, today, actually, after all these things with the COVID. We included a range of entrepreneurial and digital skills, as well as life development competencies. We were trying to find out what these people, all the people that working in the cultural and creative industries, have in their mind in order to build something for them specifically.
So I think there is a lot of different topics that was in the subject of this survey. Like there is a lot of competency about flexibility, about entrepreneurship skills, about digital competencies,
right?
Communication skills,
Social things maybe,
soft skills and hard skills.
Yeah, indeed. Like as Matera Hub, we took inspiration from these answers to create then the modules of this training course, which also is available in all partnership languages inside the website. And it's focused on these competencies you were talking about. There are hard and soft skills related to resilience mostly. In order to be flexible and act immediately and effectively towards crisis. And so as you were saying, yeah, like we took inspiration from the Entrocom framework, from DICOM framework and LIFECOM framework, because these were the competencies that with your questionnaires we saw that they needed the most. And indeed, like inside the training course, we have like how to envision an idea, how to plan a business, and also how to work well in a team, how to like the well-being inside this team at work. And they're also focused on motivation, perseverance, which is not easy to maintain during a periods of crisis like COVID-19. And then there is flexibility and adaptability, which are one of the most important competencies also in this case, is in order to rethink actually their businesses. And finally, we gave some tips and knowledge about digitalization and content creation. After we created the training course, we decided to test it. And we went to Crete, yeah. In Heraklion, in order to do it.
Yes, exactly. Like each partner have to work on two different modules, and they have also to choose like three or four different CCI professionals from their own city, and came with them to Greece, in Crete, to Heraklion. And then all together, like 15, 20 people, we have a week to work on the different module and to test all the workshop with a real professional to have a more understanding of their skills, of what they understand about the module we are trying to create, a lot of advice from them, also to find what are the missing part, to add some resources, to be more concrete sometime, to add some content, some specific stuff about European projects, some specific stuff about different country also, to manage to make a module as effective as possible. So we have a great time on this week. It was also a great opportunity to meet different professionals from different countries. And we still have some contact with some of them, and we try to work together on different projects. So like the true meaning of this project is also to connect these different partners and the professional from CCI from the different city, and try to work on the real issue of their own project.
And I think, Ivan, that the most important part was that they gave us feedback on all the courses that we had prepared. In this way, we should become better.
Yeah, exactly. Like during the whole process, we try to get as much feedback as we could in order to improve it. All the time. Also, after the this test in Heraklion, we with the feedback we improved the training modules, and then after that we finalized it. And but that's one of the most important part of the feedback. Absolutely.
After that, we start to work on the resources. Like we create a handbook, which is now available in each languages and in English. To be used by a lot of CCI professional. In this handbook, you have all the theoretical part of the module, and you have also a lot of test, exercise, or tools that you can use for your own project. The idea is to make something really reflexive and really useful for your project as entrepreneurs in the cultural and media sector. So everything is available, and there will be a system of Q&R file like this. You can ask all your questions to the professional and to the corporation. And then everything is also available in lab online developed by the partner from Poland. And like this, you can register and you can make a lot of tests and have an access to a lot of content regarding the topic that are discussed in this project.
Yeah. To do that, you can just go on Google and you write RESSI EU, so RESSI EU, and click inside the website and click on Learning Lab. And inside the Learning Lab, you will find the training course in the digitalized version. And as Ivan was saying, you can find other interesting stuff related to it. And I think it's very important also to highlight that there is the possibility of networking. So just sign up and connect.
And everything is open source, so you can use it as you want. Thank you,